Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Your team had to play a lot of defense last night, 22 block shots, 34 saves by Lauren Bench, but it can be awfully tiring to get pinned back in your own zone, can it?
Oh, absolutely. That was probably our biggest issue. We just way too many turnovers, particularly in the third period, and that just kind of fed right into the way Ohio State was playing, and certainly give them a tremendous amount of credit for that because they came at us hard. Their D didn't back off the line, and we just struggled getting pucks out of the zone. And then when you're continually playing defense, absolutely, it gets tiring. And certainly they just kept building momentum. And we just could not get a sustained, one positive shift followed by another type of situation going and eventually caught us and bit us at the end.
It was a lot of back-and-forth scoring. It sure showed the resiliency of your team, though, as Ohio State struck first on that breakaway. Your team also had many opportunities, too, considering you only got 16 shots on net. Talk about your offense.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Some of the things that happened last night were kind of self-induced, like the first goal. We just put our head down and shoot a puck right into their shin pads, and we just had a lot of time to make a different play, and unfortunately that's what happened, and she gets a breakaway and they score. And It's happened too many times now where we've given up the first goal and you start chasing the game. But you're exactly right. I give our group credit. We battled back. Haley scored to tie it shortly after that. And I thought as the first period went on, we definitely were creating more chances and had some other good looks. Second period was kind of the same. We get down and had a really good push after that. A couple of really good shifts. Claire scores. Now it's a tie game. Maybe not as many quality chances as we had in the first, but we still had some. And then we got to the third, and we scored that power play goal right out of the chute, and it was such an emotional goal being Heather's first, and just the reaction on the bench was just priceless. But unfortunately, we couldn't build on that lead. We always talk about getting that next one or getting a surge goal if possible. We just couldn't, and we never really got any momentum in terms of getting quality shots, and then they just. They just kind of put the hammer down. We just didn't have a response to their push.
Heather Olson's story is so cool. She grew up here in Bemidji, watched the Beavers play over the years, and walks on to this team and has worked so hard and has the A on her jersey now as an alternate captain. As a coach, how exciting was it for you and your coaching staff to see her finally get rewarded?
Well, I think the reaction from her teammates tells the story. I mean, they just were all so fired up and – obviously the way the bench is situated, the defense are on one end, but they were just it was like an accordion. Everyone came crunching down to pat her on the head or say something. I mean, that's just the type of person she is, the influence she has in that room, and just really, really exciting. And you know what? She's got great offensive talent. To me, it's shocking that it's taken this long because she certainly is somebody that can create offense and has a great shot. But that just goes to show how hard it is to score at this league and at this level. But what a great shot, great goal, and a big goal for us at the time. Just unfortunately, we couldn't make it hold up.
Claire DeGeorge finally scores her first goal of the season. How much do you think that'll help her as the season progresses?
Well, hopefully, yeah. I think for anybody, getting that first one is always big. And just encourage that she's shooting the puck more. You've watched her now for two-plus seasons, it's something that we continually have to stress with Claire. Shoot the puck. Good things are going to happen. And she's been doing it more. And sure enough, she gets a two-on-one I'm sure everybody was thinking, well, she's going to try to pass it, but she didn't. She coming in off her offhand, left-handed shot down the right wing, that's a perfect time to shoot it, and she did. And fortunately, the best thing about it is she stopped at the net and didn't go skating by. She stopped at the net, and the rebound came there, and she was able to knock it out of the air. So big goal, hopefully the first of many to come.
Hard to win games when you're outshot 38-16. What's kind of the game plan going into game two?
Well, it's going to start with coming out playing with a lot of energy. We know we're going to play a very motivated and hungry team in Ohio State. I'm sure they smell blood. They're going to, they know it was a big win, and to come back and win like they did certainly was a boost for them. And if we're in their shoes, if I'm in their shoes, we're going to try to pounce on the team today because they might be down. So that was the message. We got to come out. Yesterday's done. Today's a new opportunity. We can play with anybody. We know that. And let's just go out there and play our game and be on our toes and take the game to them. And that's key number one. And then just all the things we talked about yesterday, puck management is going to be critical. We just need to do a better job of getting out cleaner in our end. And there's some different things we could do, I think, that are going to help us do that. And certainly getting more shots will be big, too.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.